Welcome to More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man who's always on Team DC and not Team Marvel, Mr. Richard Avery.
That is so fucking wrong.
I knew you'd love
that. I was going to say something else, but don't even go there. I'm Team Marvel, except for fucking Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which can blow.
Oh.
To this day, I've watched 3 seasons of fucking Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I have no idea what's going on.
Nobody does. It's a piece of shit show. I give up after
worst,
6 episodes.
But you gotta love Jessica Jones.
Okay. Well, hold on. Before we go too crazy, we have to introduce another person, another fan of the CW, of the Fox, of DC, Marvel, every other universe, including the Julie Land. Our guest today is Crow Garrett. Welcome back, Crow.
I'm back.
I'm Batman.
You're Crow Man.
The Crow. He's the Crow. He's the Crow.
I am the Crow.
Okay, so let's. The reason why this topic came up is I feel like we're an episode of Comic Book Men right now, first off. If anybody watches the show on AMC, which
am
really
I the
great.
Old guy with the beard?
You could be the old guy with the beard. He lost a lot of weight. He's changed things up. I'm going to be the Asian dude. That's just going to be me.
Can I be Steve Dave?
Sure, you go. You know what? Let's get the fine people at Kevin Smith. Let's get them over here. Let's get them
Definitely.
On the show. Wouldn't that be nice? Hey, Kevin, come on out. So let's start off. The reason why this topic came up was we were sitting around here talking about some little show on Fox called Gotham.
So good.
Gotham, for all the people out there that don't know, is a prequel, if you will, to the early day of the Batman mythology history. So Bruce Wayne is a teenage boy, and it's the introduction to the villains and, most importantly, Detective Gordon, who will at some point in time become Commissioner Gordon. So they are slowly, over the past season and a half, we're halfway through season two almost, they have introduced a lot of characters, gotten very far into the deep, dark underbelly of Gotham. So, guys, what do you think of the show?
Well, I'll go first here.
Yeah, go for it.
This first season, I really enjoyed. Mm-hmm. I really did. I liked the way that it developed. I liked the way the characters developed. But the second season is just totally off the hook. More violent. Mm-hmm. Crazy as fuck. You can see where it's kind of going, but I like kind of where it's going. But I love, like last week's, I love that little bitch girl who's trying to all flirt with Bruce Wayne, how she gets called out on her shit. I loved how that went.
Oh, yeah. So anybody who's listening, we are just before the fall season finale, or the mid-season finale, just before we go into the holidays. So you're listening to this in December. All this has already happened, so we're not really spoiling anything. They are doing a great job this season of changing everything up and going a lot darker. And it looks more comic book. Whereas the first season had a little bit more of a gritty realism, this is definitely going more the fantastical.
Yeah, but I just like the way people are like getting capped left and right.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like they're not even hesitating anymore.
They're kind of rewriting like some of the storylines or so.
Like why did the Joker get killed?
Or did he?
Oh, really?
He's not the Joker.
Why is that?
Why was he the Joker?
I thought he was the Joker.
The Joker, the whole thing of the is an idea. That was the whole thing. Now you saw all these other people out there that followed his philosophy and his idea, and they're not going to be. So that was the whole thing is was he the original Joker before there was even a Joker? Is everybody else a copycat, and can the Joker actually ever die?
Right.
And so that's where it gets
that's
to be.
Deep.
But well, no. But what it makes it is that the Joker can never go away, and later on you can go the Batman Beyond type thing with the Joker gang, and you can go through all sorts. Oh wow, his eyes just glazed over.
Well, I don't read comic books. I'm a little old for that.
Well, that's not even comic books. That's TV.
Oh. But could the Joker have gone to the Lazarus Pit?
And hang out with Black Canary.
He's not dead.
Oh, very good. Okay, well, let's jump over from Fox to the CW, which we will come back to Gotham. Trust me, we're not gonna.
But let's. We've got to talk about Supergirl. Fucking awesome. And it's DC. Oh, shit. I can't believe I said that.
So Monday night is a competition between Supergirl and Gotham. I have not seen Supergirl yet.
It's so good.
I'm not, tell me you like it, bro.
Apparently, Mr. Avery is the only person here who is.
Oh, dude.
It's not because it's on CBS.
It's so good. But it's done by the same people who do.
But it's done by the same people, but it's on CBS. CBS, like,
so
I don't have cable.
What?
I don't have cable. I only use Apple TV, so I can't get any of the CBS stuff.
I've not watched it yet. I know Alex has seen it, and
it's very good.
I've learned that Alex and I are not completely... I guess we like the CW stuff, but she's also an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. fan, and she's so into it that it makes me question her judgment.
Yeah,
so.
I would, because she needs to explain to me what the hell's going on. I still don't know what's going on in that show. No idea.
I honestly gave up after about the sixth episode I'm out.
I know, but I've never missed this episode. I still don't know what they're doing and what they're trying to do. Are they trying to find people, kill people? Like, you have no... There's no direction of the storyline. And that's, I even read a review recently with Jessica Jones coming out, which I just watched, which was fucking genius. Was like, they were saying, like, why is it Jessica Jones and Daredevil, like these great Marvel shows, like there, and yet whoever's handling Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, and they, I'm sure their budgets are a hell of a lot bigger too.
Okay, so wait, you, Mo, you gave up on it six episodes into the first season?
Yep, I was out.
See, that's when you actually need to start it. Like, just watch episode one to understand what the characters are. Then go watch Winter Soldier. Then go back to watching.
See,
Agents
I watched
of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Winter Soldier. I got Love the. Winter I got Soldier. All that. Yeah. I enjoy the Marvel movies. I enjoy the Avengers. I'm not a huge. I like their individual movies. The Avenger movies I find to be big, loud, and pointless. And it's just like, okay, let's show off more special effects, and there's not much else to them. I enjoyed the Iron Man movies. I enjoyed the first Thor.
The Captain America movies by far the best ones.
I just saw the trailer for Civil War.
Looks good.
And I was like, okay, great. Look, it's Batman versus Superman with less cool people.
Yeah, see, but Batman and Superman, that's like an unfair fight.
It's not an unfair fight. Look at the
costume. Batman's going to get his ass kicked.
Really?
You don't read comic books.
Do you?
How could Batman beat Superman?
Batman has beaten Superman.
No, he hasn't. Mm-hmm. He lets him.
No.
It's like wrestling. They want to like fake shit.
Now, okay, going if we're going to jump. Now we're jumping from TV to the big screen. Who are we going to see in Batman versus Superman? Because we know that we're seeing, obviously, Batman. We're going to be seeing Wonder Woman. But are there other people that are in play that are going to show up? Because there's been rumors that certain people are going to show up and other rumors that nobody's going to.
I thought Aquaman was going to be in it, too.
I heard Aquaman was going to show up in that as well as something. Now, it depends on where they're going to go with. If they're going with the comic book version, if they're going with the video game version with Injustice. I mean, there's all sorts of different ways that they can go. Is why is Superman so pissed? What is the takeoff? Why? Because if you go through an Injustice, that's because the Joker killed Lois Lane, who was pregnant with the child. So that goes through that comic book setup in the video game. So and that's the reason why Superman goes off on his own and becomes a god.
I think you have to watch Supergirl to find out.
Ally McBeal is on that show.
I know. She's great, too.
Is she?
She's really good.
Really? She should be living off that Harrison Ford money.
I think the show is very, very good. I give it a thumbs up.
Okay. So what do we have on TV right now? We have
a lot.
We have Supergirl. We have Gotham. We have Arrow. We have Flash. We have Daredevil, technically.
And Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. The worst one is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Then we lost Constantine. Which was a great show.
And did you see when he jumped on?
Yes, that was a genius. And I
never watched Constantine, but now I want to watch it because of that episode.
Now, because Legends of Tomorrow is now what's coming out, correct? And so they've been tying up so much of Flash and Arrow to make that happen. And so it'll be interesting to get all those characters off the shows. You guys go do your thing so we can focus back on our little worlds here. But I'm curious because... if they could take Constantine over into that show and pick him up as one of these side characters. They haven't announced it. There's nothing out there,
I could see them doing it though.
I mean, I'd like to see Netflix pick up that show.
But like the idea that they introduced him in Arrow for a brief second there, I could see them taking that character and having him float around every once in a while and helping and doing things. Like, why not? Whoever's in charge, I would think, would be just like, yeah, what's the big deal? Like, you know, it's just a matter of, can we fit him in a storyline, and does the actor get paid and have the free time to do it? You know, is the actor going to want to do it? Of course he's going to want to.
I forget his name. Whoever plays Arrow, he had offered when Constantine was getting canceled, he offered to go on and do a guest spot on the show to help get the show back. I'll come out and I'll do this. Yeah. And I think that could be part of the reason why he showed up on Arrow.
By the way, have huge respect. I believe his name is Stephen Amell or something.
Yeah,
huge respect for that guy. I'm also a huge wrestling fan, and he made an appearance.
Oh, I did hear about SummerSlam.
Oh, he was amazing.
Did he really?
He was great. He jumped off the top turnbuckle into a bunch of wrestlers and everything. He totally got involved. Like the best celebrity appearance on professional wrestling I've ever seen.
Better than Jon Stewart?
Way better than Jon Stewart.
When he kicked the guy in the balls, I think.
Way better than Jon Stewart.
Yeah, no. He's a little more younger and athletic.
He is. Now, did you guys watch this last week, which would be the episode just before the fall finale?
Right.
I was sitting there watching Arrow, and I was like, there's something a little different here. And I was like, there's something a little off here. The camera is different. There's something different. And I'm looking over at Alex, and I said, there's something. They've changed something here. There's something different. And she's like, what? And so I'm over on Google going, what's the difference between this episode and other episodes?
It's all shot on iPhones.
No, it was shot on a different way of shooting because the director who's directing it is a stunt coordinator person who had done the stunts. Oh, so nice. Their shots, so all the action shots of them fighting was done more with handheld camera, and it was longer shots. So nice. The fight scenes, there's this whole scene where they're like down a hallway into an elevator and keep going. They never cut. Whereas the normal run of Arrow is they cut and it's all chop, chop, chop. This, and I kept going, there's something different about this. And they bled it in there just enough where it was like, this something's weird here. I don't know what it is, but it fit in. It was really cool to see the stunts differently.
You were about to say, out of all these shows, which is your favorite?
Yeah, which is your favorite?
Right now, I have to give thumbs up to Gotham.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's crazy.
I'm same thing. Out of everything I'm watching right now, Gotham ranks highest.
Hands down, Gotham.
All right, what's number two?
Arrow.
Yeah, I'd probably go Arrow number two, Flash number three.
Really?
Yeah. If
are we going to count? Are we counting Jessica Jones? Because I have to give Jessica Jones number two. Because I just finished
Jones
it.
My number three. Jessica Jones, okay. My number three.
Okay. Because I just finished it last Monday or whatever. I finished it. It was. And I love the season finale. It was so good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I was like, it kept on. What I loved about each episode, I thought like she caught him. And then how is he going to get out of this? And he gets out of it, and like, and then just the way things and his control thing. I love like when he got to the lawyer's house, and he's like, you know, cut her 1,000 times, and like the crazy things that he was saying and getting people to do, and how his powers was getting better, and like they just did such a good job.
Now let's
it.
Back up real quick because I know nothing about Jessica Jones.
Oh,
I've just heard there's going to be a lot of spoilers that probably just came out. But what is the general synopsis of that show? It's on Netflix right now.
She has some kind of superpowers.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know where she got them. She is a detective in the same
Hell's
universe
Kitchen,
as
New York area.
Same universe Marvel, as Hell's Kitchen as Daredevil. Mm-hmm. They don't really talk about them. They mention it like 2-3 times, like lightly.
Well, technically, she's actually in the same universe as the Avengers and everything else.
Yeah, exactly. They all mention, even in Daredevil, they mention the aftermath of whatever
New
happened.
New York.
Yeah, the whole disaster thing. But she's like a detective, but she has this they call him a nemesis, but I just like this old the bad guy who's played so, I think it's one of the best roles he's ever done.
David Tennant.
Like he's crappy in everything he does, but like he's really
good.
I'm
sorry, Doctor Who?
Yeah. And he's so good.
Well, I'll watch this show now.
But he's so good. And his bad character has the ability to make people, he's like mind control, gets them to do whatever he wants. So he would sit there and say, hey, just, you know, take that knife and stab yourself. And you just pick the knife up and stab yourself. Like
he's the doctor. Of course he can.
Well, the character is Kilgrave, which basically he has this pheromone that if you smell him from a certain distance, whatever he says, you're under his control.
Yeah.
You have to do.
Oh, my God. That's
says.
Like Richard Avery.
Yes.
Yes. Take your clothes off, young lady.
And they just do.
I'm going to start taking my clothes off.
But no, wait, I thought, I just thought, like, I, again, like Daredevil, I just liked the way it was written. Like, it was thought out.
Yeah.
It's almost like they're also, too, you could tell that they're writing it knowing that you're going to binge watch it.
Yeah.
They're writing it not with, oh, this big cliffhangers that you'd go, oh, I got to wait a week for this. They write them with, like, these, like, almost like commercial breaks.
Yeah, it's dark, it's gritty, it's
now, do you prefer to watch that? Now, I enjoy watching, you know, House of Cards and Orange is the New Black and a lot of these shows binge watching. Daredevil, I did as well, but there is something to be said about Gotham and these breaks and these pauses to get excited about the next thing.
Yeah, I do, but I wish I could.
Well,
watch
let's
them all.
Go with right now, and it hasn't introduced, and I've not read any spoilers. This is my own little guess, and it's based off of because they're kind of doing a Court of Owls. They've changed up the name, but kind of a Court of Owls type run where they're going from the comic books on Gotham with all these guys with knives and stabbing in the robes and all this. But if you look at the end of the last Gotham, they pull back and it shows the Gotham, it shows the skyline, and there's ice in the water. And I was looking at it going, is Victor Freeze going to be making an appearance on Gotham soon? Because at the end of the Court of Owls type thing in the comic books of the New 52 of Detective Comics, Victor Freeze is the next, after the Court of Owls run goes done, they bring in Mr. Freeze. So obviously he's not necessarily Mr. Freeze yet, but could Victor Freeze, and could that have been
his,
the hint?
Yeah, but everything is right now his name would be Billy Freeze. I'm Billy Freeze. I'm cold.
Well, you know who everybody is talking about that will be making an appearance on Gotham is the father of Penguin.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Anybody care to guess who that is?
No.
He was also the father of Penguin in a little movie called Batman Returns in 1992.
Who was his dad?
Paul Rubens.
Pee-wee Herman is the Penguin's dad.
Oh, God.
Do you remember the original Batman Returns? Or, not the original. Do you remember Batman Returns?
Tim Burton ones?
Yeah. In the beginning,
I don't like Tim Burton.
In the beginning, you have the little penguin character, and he's like caged up and things like that. And you see the two parents in very, Tim Burton style esque, standing over in the corner, and it's Paul Rubens.
Danny Elfman music.
Then they pitch the baby over into the stream, and
I've seen each of those movies like once and didn't like them.
Arclight is bringing Batman Returns out, and I have two free tickets that I think I'm going to go see that.
You know, and here's something funny, and you're going to hate this, but the Batman movie I probably like the most out of all that genre of Batman movies is the one with Val Kilmer as Batman.
Okay, so we're going to ignore that was just said.
Cut his mic. Are you fucking kidding me?
I did. I liked it with Robin.
I gave fucking George Clooney more of a pass than I gave Val Kilmer. Val Kilmer was horrid.
No, he wasn't.
As Bruce Wayne.
No way.
He was fine as Batman. Okay, great. But no,
there was Robin. I like that movie. But out of all of them, the best one.
No, I mean the bad guys were good.
And I thought, I don't know. I'm not a Tim Burton fan, so everything Tim Burton does is like whatever. It's bad. He's overrated.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
I think his best thing
since Ed Wood.
The only good thing he's done was that cameo in the movie Singles.
Did he really do a cameo in Singles?
Didn't you see him in that movie?
I've seen Singles a number of times. Remember
when that girl goes in and she wants to get the single? She goes to the Singles dating video thing, and she's in the store, and the girl's all like signing her up to do a video.
Okay.
And
yeah.
She goes, yeah, and Bob will direct it for you, and it's Tim Burton.
Oh my God, I didn't know that. Okay, have you seen Singles?
I have not seen Singles.
It's a Seattle movie right there.
About grunge.
Yeah, it's all about the 90s. So I'm going with, I'm hoping to see Victor Freeze next season, or next, I guess, half of the season.
I just know that I want to see, what's the bad guy's name? What's his name? The mayor guy.
Oh, I can't think of his name. But
I just
want to
see
about,
him
yes.
get his ass kicked by Alfred.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he came out and he's
and that
a
girl, his sister, and their brother and sister, they don't even look alike. She looks black and he looks white. And
they stole it from the Crow. They stole that from the Crow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Top Dollar and Micah.
Okay.
The Crow just said so. Okay. We're trusting him.
I love, honestly though, like I cannot wait till. It's Friday today, so I can't wait till Monday night when the episode comes. I look forward to
the last episode of the fall season. Yeah. So.
And I think it's such a, like, they're doing such a good job with it. I feel like, you do have to give props to DC, whoever's in charge of all this shit, but like their TV for DC is by far the best on every level, And we didn't even talk about Flash, and I think Flash has been really good from episode one, and I think what they're doing this season, I really like what they're doing to Flash.
I like Flash. I love Flash. I have only the one problem of why are they bringing back a character that's just a little bit stronger than the villain of last season?
What are you talking about?
Bringing back a what's the character's?
Zoom?
Zoom. Yeah, like basically, I mean, in the comic book world, they're the same person.
Oh, okay.
From Zoom and then Anti-Flash. But I want a new villain. I want something that's going to destroy the world. And
yeah, but that's another thing too. Like, there's all these people. It's like I always simply like, and I try to get logical about all these type of shows, and I think to myself, like, there's all these people that want to destroy Sterling City. Mm-hmm. I want to rebuild this. It's all these people who mad signed. Yeah. I want to rule the world. I want to take over. I want to destroy. And I always just want to be like, hey, excuse me. Why? Yeah. Like, why do you want to do this? Like, don't you have better things to do? Get a life. Like,
yeah, and don't get me wrong. I actually do love Flash. I think the show is amazing and everything that they're doing is great, except for I just want a different character than Zoom. I want something a little bit more. But as far as like Gotham goes, like the one thing I would have loved to have seen is the Wayne mom and dad alive for at least a season or
that
two.
Would have been good too.
I would have loved
yeah.
to have seen that. I would have loved to have
like
seen
maybe
why are
even
they
if
those
even
people?
For like 2-3 episodes, like yeah. The build up to that moment. Yeah. Like,
well, I think we're going to be coming back to this is with the
that's a good idea.
I don't know who they're doing
flashbacks.
The whole Court of Owls, the whatever mm-hmm. I forget what they're calling them on Gotham right now. But this kind of secret society thing that goes back into old school Gotham of the Waynes and Bruce Wayne being the son of Gotham, and so I think we're going to see a little bit more of where you know. Where the Wayne family came from and what yeah. they did. And I think it's an interesting...
Yeah, I just don't want every single Batman franchise to start off, they get shot, and then we go from the story there. We've seen that.
Well,
I want something
that goes
a little
to,
bit before.
Okay, then I got to raise my hand on this one. That goes to a thing that I ranted about yesterday.
Oh, God, here we go.
And I think you guys will agree with me on this. After all these years and all these characters, and not that I'm saying that every person on this planet knows where all these characters started to begin with, and but like yesterday, I watched Fantastic Four. Mm. Downloaded it.
Heard
it
was not
and
so
stole
fantastic.
It.
Here's wait, my, the new one?
Yeah. Here's my, sorry. I just want to bring this up. First of all, it looked really good. Mm-hmm. I thought the cast was great. The actors were great. The story was just weak, and it was like, it spent 3/4 of the movie talking about how they got there, and then a quarter of them doing their thing. But my point, I was ranting with a friend yesterday, and I was just saying, like, I'm tired of these origin things. Like, if we have to have the origin story for fucking Spider-Man again because they're going to reboot the shit, or they're going to origin story for Phantasm, it's like, stop with the fucking origin stories. Just stop it. Like, we don't need to know how Spider-Man got bit or Bruce Wayne got his dead. You know, like, can we just stop it right now? Like, mm-hmm. unless there's some crazy new character like Jessica Jones, which you don't know a lot about, not unless you're a serious comic book reader. I wanted, you know, even that, and they kind of did some things in flashbacks. But like, I'm just tired of these origin stories. And I'm not saying Fantastic Four was as bad as I think it did. I thought it was like, because I didn't pay for it, it was good. Thumbs up. Any movie that's free is good. Right off the bat.
That's debatable.
But like, I just tired of the origin stories. I just don't think it's necessary.
Well,
anymore.
We go through and we have, everybody knows the Bruce Wayne origin story, but the question is, as you go, which one do you buy into? Do you go into the idea of the 1989 Tim Burton, where it was Jack Napier that shoots him, becomes the Joker, and it's the whole idea of you created me, well, I created you, and they're connected because he killed his parents. Do you go with that? Or is this a random person? Or is this a secret society? Who killed his parents? And that mystery is always what kind of goes different places. Because
but I read on Wikipedia that it was somebody else.
It's been numerous people.
Oh, it has been.
It has supposedly. Then what we had was Batman Begins, which gives that initial, you get the parent shot. But then all of Batman Begins, the beginning of it, is him... where we see him becoming before Batman. We get to see all his failings. We get to see all the problems. It's a lot like with Daredevil, where we get to see, you know, where he's not doing so good. He has a crappy costume. It's not, say, the Tim Burton version where it's gunshots done. Now here, let's cut to Michael Keaton and he's in the Batcave. And jumping over the, how did he learn all of right. this? Batman Begins, I think, did a very good job of doing that.
Mm-hmm. I thought so. I thought the last three Batman movies were brilliant.
I am definitely, I have the nostalgic, I love the Tim Burton ones. I love the style. I love the feel of the Tim Burton ones. But I, even to this day, I don't think now that Tim Burton could do a good Batman movie. I don't think he could pull off the same thing. If he could design it, that would be awesome. Ugh. Gotham, though, I have to give them
but
a lot of
credit
saying,
that's
for
what,
their
like,
design.
You just said exactly what I think of all Tim Burton films. They all look good, but they're like, eh.
Well, you look at Gotham now, is Gotham has this whole idea of what time period is it actually right. in? Because all of a sudden they're pulling out phones from nowhere that you're like, yeah, what's that? Or in the cars. And even the city, like I watched some of the behind the scenes stuff, the city's not just one city, it's multiple cities and everything's green screen. So when you look at the background, they've added different elements right. of different cities and there's a different feel. And it's very... It's a cool look that, you know, these people that design these worlds, you know, they've done a very good job with Gotham.
Yeah, no, I definitely Gotham's by far the best one on TV right now. I mean, by far, I think just in so many ways. I wouldn't have said that last season, though. Like, I wouldn't have said that. I think last season's first season was, like, good, but they just took it to a an incredible
level. Well, they
right
had
now.
To do the they had to do the bad guy of the week thing. Yeah. Every show does that, where you have to go through and do the bad guy of the week and get in, so you get to learn the characters. I mean, I watch Elementary. I watch these shows where it's like the episode of House. Every episode, you know, it's going to open up with some bad guy, something happening, somebody getting sick, and then it's going to be five or six different ways of trying to figure out why this person's dying or who did it or whatever. And then at the end, it's going to be some complex reason for it doing it, and the show's done, and it's easy
formula.
To watch. You got to get into that. Yeah. Into
well, that's
the
what
theme.
I think a lot of television.
So that, the deep storyline is where we're
yeah,
at.
Yeah, I think a lot of I think a lot of television is, if you look at television the last 20, 30 years, a lot of shows have taken that, gotten away, have broken molds, like Lost broke a mold and so on and so forth. Like all these type of shows are now going, you know what? You don't have to get A to B to C to D in an hour's episode and then. You know, and then start over. Like CSI shows to me are always like the same thing over and over. Somebody dies, we figure out what it is, and it gets resolved next. You know, next week's another somebody dies.
Yeah.
Like, I hate that shit. Whereas, like some of these shows, like Gotham, or like even I think Flash and Arrow do a good job of. They got that the long story, which is the season story. Then they got the short, the medium story, and then the short stories. Mm-hmm. You know, and they kind of keep it going that way. But I go back into Arrow though. I was a little annoyed at the way they brought what's her name, Sarah, back or whatever. Like she'd been dead, buried, and rotting, and like
the Lazarus pit.
Yeah, I thought that was That was like, guys, you kind of
But they had a perfect way of getting Constantine in there.
Yeah,
he can fix it all. Ta da! Tight little bow. Well, and now we put her into the new show. She's moved on, and we're
what's her name screaming that noise she makes? Where did that come from?
That was a Ramon something from. Flash, the scientist dude who created the
it goes
voice
around
thing.
The yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So DC is doing amazing at the TV shows. They haven't really had a crack at the movies so far. I mean, a little bit here, you know, they had Man of Steel. They haven't really been doing the movie thing. Then we have Marvel, has all the movies, has been doing very well, but their TV, especially with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which was the premise of everything with Avengers and everything that's been going, has sucked. I should probably watch more of it to know how much it does suck. But except for Daredevil, which I kind of take off and go, that's a Netflix type thing. Do we think that, and I'm very leading with this, do we think that DC is just going to come out into the movies and just destroy Marvel?
Not in a million years.
No.
Bullshit. I call bullshit.
No, I have a question for you both too. Do you guys buy comic books though now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I don't buy the monthlies. I buy the collections. So right now
is the collection where it's like if they do a monthly, it's like 10, you know,
yeah, it's about 10, yeah.
It's all 10 put 10, into
yeah.
one.
Yeah, it's 10
That's
issues.
That's what I wanted to
do. So I'm on the.
Do you ever buy them on the iPad?
No, I gave up on that. I buy the New 52. I'm doing Detective Comics now, and I'm like the third book in, and I got for my birthday, I got like 7 of the books. But I also have the Injustice because
How old are you again?
Shut up. But what makes me feel good about doing the books as opposed to the comic books is I'm not sitting there every month. I got to go to Comic Book Wednesday and pull it in, and I don't have boxes of stuff. It's stuff that can sit on the shelf and I enjoy it. And I get it all at once. It's binge watching. Basically what I'm getting is the Netflix version of comic books.
Do you buy stuff, Crow?
Oh, yeah. The last one that I just bought was my second copy because I destroyed the other copy of reading
masturbation.
It so much. Yeah, well, basically masturbation.
And Archie and Jughead.
No. Of a Batman Killing Game. Best comic
I've
the
Killing
ever
Joke?
Read. Killing Joke.
I have a hard copy of that.
So good.
Origin.
So
it's not even a really a Batman. When it comes down to it, it's not really a Batman comic. It's the Joker origin. And it is definitely one of the darkest concepts of a, you know, for the few people out there that are Batman people that have made it this far through the show, you know, Barbara Gordon gets beat up pretty bad and then raped and naked pictures are taken of her. And it's a way to fuck up Commissioner Gordon.
So Barbara Gordon is
Commissioner Gordon's daughter.
Daughter.
Mm-hmm. Who also goes on to be Batgirl.
Okay, but Barbara Commissioner Gordon, who's now in this movie, who does he end up marrying in the comic books? He doesn't marry.
Well,
the girl
we don't
he's
really
with now.
Know his wife too much. We don't hear so much. But Barbara in this is what's weird with Gotham is Barbara in theory could be Barbara Gordon's mother later on, or this is just a woman named Barbara that just happened to be, you know, it's like we don't know. At some point in time, he's going to be with a woman and have a child who is going to be Barbara
Gordon. We just
Gordon,
don't know the mom is.
Who could go off and be Batgirl, could end up just being whatever. Could be you know, whatever. It could end up being Oracle. Yeah, I mean, we have the...
Well, Oracle has already been figured out.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oracle is the one that Commissioner Gordon is dating now.
Okay. Oh, they interesting.
They share the exact same name. The one who plays
Oracle. Okay. See, I don't go off into Oracle. I don't go off in that. I keep pretty much tight to the, you know, the Batman. I don't go into the full extended. I'm still figuring out all the Robins.
Yeah.
You know, because we're like Robin number 7 or something. Red Hood. Exactly. It's like... You know, and Bruce Wayne's son is a rock. It's like, what?
By the way,
how long?
as far as animated series goes, have you seen Under the Red Hood?
I have not, no.
It's for an animated series, or not animated series, but for an animated movie, it was really good.
Well, there was, I mean, some of them are really good. Sub-Zero, the Mr. Freeze version in 1993, 94, somewhere like the early 90s, mid-90s was great. But Batman Beyond, oh my God, look at Mr. Avery over there. If he squints anymore, we're going to think he's high. But Batman Beyond, the animated series that was on in the late 90s, early 2000s.
You guys are like little boys.
That was, swear to God. That was a phenomenal.
I feel like you guys should be doing this episode, honestly, with your pajamas with feet. to me, the best with a part, bowl of cereal.
But the best part about this was that the topic of this episode came from Mr. Avery wanting to actually talk about Gotham.
Exactly. No, this topic was all about him. Well, let's talk about Gotham.
We're doing an episode on Gotham.
And we went too far. And we lately with the show, because here on More with Mo, we've definitely always had a lot of adult industry people. Now we're bringing in more friends of the industry, which I would consider Crow to be.
Yeah, is I'm a
people
friend.
People that are affiliated with the industry loosely, not directly employed by. But this is one of the things that I like about the show is being able to. We don't talk to chicks about what size their tits are, what their favorite position is, and all the other.
I
bullshit
do that on
stuff.
Photo Boy.
Exactly, that's what Photo Boy is for. And I did 3 episodes of Photo Boy, I believe, of the 10. You should check it
and
out.
They were
Julie Land Universe.
The least amount that were listened to.
I'm sure they were. I'll get you some. I'll plug it. I'll see if we can get some listens. I'll get another 3 listens. But this is what I love is that we can sit here and we can geek out, and the people who make it 30 minutes into the show get to have some fun. And if you don't like it, you know, fuck off. So, Crow, not only are you a friend of the industry, you're a true friend of the show. This will be This is your 4th episode of More with Mo.
Sweet.
Hey, look at that. So
I will be back.
I think we will definitely have Crow back. And you know what we managed to do is we've done on your second run of a couple episodes, you didn't talk about magic once.
Yeah, no, this
but
is great.
We'll bring you back. We'll talk about some magic.
Wasn't
we'll
there a magic bad guy in one of these shows?
Wasn't there a magic guy?
Or was that a magic guy in Arrow or Flash? Flash? Didn't Mark Hamill play Flash?
No, he was the trickster.
The trickster.
In Gotham, they did some like magic tricks to get Bruce Wayne into a sawing in half.
Oh, there we go. So, Crow, where can your fans, your followers, your minions, everyone, where can they find you out there in the interwebs?
Oh, just Google me. Instagram, Twitter, Crow Garrett, CROW, 2 R's, 2 T's, a G, an A, and an E.
Very nice. And Mr. Avery, where can your followers find your dick pics?
At RichardAveryPhoto.com.
And do you want to plug Photo Boy one more time?
Yes, you can go. All the episodes are at Julie Land Radio. It's amazing. It's the best show, by far the best podcast show in the Julie Land universe.
Hosted by
me, and probably going to win Podcast of the Year next year.
Oh, really? At the Julie Land Awards.
Exactly.
Very nice. Well, you guys put out your tweets. Vote for More with Mo as the Julie Land Podcast Show of the Year. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. And check out my blog, theaveragemo.com. where you can see all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this fine show. Thanks for listening.